of righteousness. This week we are looking at what does it mean to be an oak of righteousness? What are the different components that it entails? We've looked at the roots, we've looked at the wood or the stem, and today I want to focus on the leaves. The leaves of a tree are so important. Some die during autumn and winter, but some are evergreen. And I want to read to you Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. It says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers." This is such a key verse when it talks about that the leaf does not wither. If you've ever done biology and studied photosynthesis, there's a very important process that a leaf does. In the day, it absorbs all the carbon dioxide and lets out oxygen so that the rest of the world get fresh air to breathe in. And at night, that process is then reversed. And you know, for me to understand that my leaf must not wither, it starts in verse 1. Let's read it together. It says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers." Then it goes on to describe that he meditates on his law day and night. You see, for me to not let my leaf wither, I can't be sitting and entertaining carbon dioxide. I can't be sitting with sinners and scorners and letting their ways affect me. It doesn't mean that we're not light and salt to them. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a meditating on being with them and not allowing that carbon dioxide to be changed into life-giving oxygen that Jesus brings. And that oxygen comes from meditating on his word day and night, by understanding who he is. That is how we get our leaf not to wither. So look at the company that you are keeping. Are you meditating on poison, or are you taking it and changing it, taking the lies, changing them, exchanging them for the truth of who his word says you are and whose you are? Do that today and watch how your leaf will never ever wither. It will be green all year round. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.